government now. They had a, I had a tree on our place down there. They cut it down. You could have gotten $2,500 for it. It didn't have a need.
Yeah, well, that's good wood. Really good wood.
I give this Mr. here about 150 pounds of it. I hold it in the car, gave it to him.
We have some walnut trees in our backyard at home, but we haven't touched because we enjoy picking up. We get maybe 50 pounds of walnuts just off the ground every year. Just pick them up, put them in the freezer, and eat them all.
Well, out. It's a scarce product, scarce timber now, but you can probably get $2,000 for the tree.
$2,000 for a tree?
Jump to McCulley.
No, this is fine.
You've got plenty of it, you get made for you.
No, one cup is about it.
I have plenty of it. I just delayed in this game.
But we must have, oh, I don't know, maybe a dozen trees back there. And they're pretty tall. They've been there 50 years, I guess.
None of them diseased or anything, huh?
They're not valuable, huh?
Yeah, they are valuable. You,
no, well, nobody, you uses, no, nobody uses them but the squirrels and us.
Well, I'll tell you, if you look in there, you'll find you got Mr. Murphy here said there's a great demand for them. They can't find them.
Yeah. I can tell that by the way they're simulating walnut and all the furniture.
Well, you look in there. Maybe it's no good to you. You might want to get them for you. Somebody else chops them down.
Maybe I'll ask my dad why he doesn't do it. They're his trees, you know.
Oh.
They're not mine.
You just look at them.
And I eat the walnuts. I like walnuts.
You have to be a blacksmith to get them open.
Well, he does all the cracking.
Oh.
So you see, I just do the eating. It's all I have to do.
What's this gal doing washing?
Oh, she's trying to wash off the windows.
Okay, what would you get to, what would you do to make a... What would people do to make a hen start laying eggs? Would you put a what kind of fake egg would you sometimes put in the into the nest? Do you know?
You mean for your chicken?
Yeah.
Straw, hay, anything, or even old rags or anything.
Well, they sometimes had little imitation eggs that they would put into a
China egg, called a China egg.
The nest. Is that what they called it? And it was supposed to fool the chicken.
Yeah, fool the chicken.
Into laying more. Did it ever work, you think?
Not for me. I never did try it.
Well, you never heard whether it did or not?
No.
There was always a nest egg in the nest.
Nest egg.
I have raised too many chickens. And if they put a China egg in there, because that wouldn't rot. If they left a real hen egg in there, it would deteriorate.
Yeah,
and
it wouldn't
hen always gets a nest that has one egg in it or more.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to get an empty nest.
Mm-hmm. A real egg would spoil, and we know how that would smell.
We lose that much profit.
And it would break, you know, where the others were more or less on the sturdy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the hen was, like some people, it was easy.
What kind of vessel would you use to carry water in?
Bucket, a galvanized bucket.
Okay, would you use the same thing for a milk?
Well, sometimes, of course, they didn't have the plastic stuff. They had more of the tin buckets, galvanized buckets,
mm-hmm.
in the early days, because later. And you had to keep them pretty clean to keep them rusting.
Did you ever use a wooden one?
Well, yeah, they sometimes made them out of tree stumps are big enough, you know, carve them out.
Yeah.